Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, we'll hear a variety of holiday pieces performed by the Madrigal Singing Group in Paonia. The audio was recorded live in the cellar of Alfred Eames Winery on December 8th. This was my first time to this festive event, and I have to say, it really got me in the holiday spirit. Stay tuned for some holiday classics, a Hanukkah song, and interviews from some of the attendees and Madrigal singers. Here is Eames, who also sings in the Madrigal group, welcoming a very full audience and introducing music director of 40 years, Gretchen Nikoloff.
This is our Madrigal group this year under the direction of our esteemed Gretchen Nikoloff. So I guess we'll just get right into it.
Sing we now a merry song, a merry, merry song, merry song. Sing we now, sing we now, sing we now, sing a merry song
with our sweet,
sweetest,
sweetest,
sweetest joy.
With our sweet,
sweetest,
sweetest,
sweetest joy.
With our
sweetest joy. Sing we now a merry song, a merry, merry song.
Dark of Winter, a solstice song.
Dark of winter, soft and still, your quiet calm surrounds me. Let my thoughts go where they will. Ease my mind profoundly. And then my soul will sing a song, a blessed song of love eternal. Gentle darkness, soft and still, bring your quiet to me.
A first for us. We have never sung a Hanukkah song before, and this one is called Sivivon, which is Hebrew for basically spin, spin, spin. It's about the dreidel and spinning the dreidel and enjoying Hanukkah. So, if you don't understand us, it's all in Hebrew.
So, Hanukkah, Hu-Hak-To, Hanukkah, Hu-Hak-To, So,
if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and we're listening to the Paonia Madrigal Singing Group, who recently performed at Alfred Eames Cellar Winery during their annual barrel tasting. Stay tuned for more holiday carols and hear from some of the madrigal singers. Next is a holiday classic, Silent Night. talk music, Sally Kane.
Let's talk music.
I didn't know you did this.
I've been singing since I was just a wee little lassie in Paonia Elementary School choirs. But it's good for your mind. You remember a lot of things when you're singing. The madrigals are an excellent opportunity to learn how to blend your voice. So if you have a strong singing voice, oftentimes you'll migrate to the melody all the time. But with madrigals, everyone's on a different note each section. So some of those sounds that you're hearing are chords completed with six different notes and, you know, four different, it's a pretty amazing thing. So for me, with that strong sort of melody inclination, it's been an excellent discipline. The other thing I'll say is that Christmas is kind of a hard time of year for a lot of people. And what I love about the singing is that it's not about buying anything. It's not about magnifying lens on your grief or whatever it is that comes up. It's just about lifting your heart. And if we can help people do that, I have a lot of people who come up afterwards and say, I look forward to this all year. And I myself came to it as a way to reinvent my relationship with this time of year. So I love that part too.
Yeah.
And I think part of what makes it special is that it's so intimate. And those, like I was saying, there's so many complicated harmonies going on that it actually creates sort of a voice all its own, if you will. You're not just hearing all these different sections, you're hearing one thing that is resonant, literally vibrationally resonant.
Wow.
Yeah. So
cool.
Cool.
That was madrigal singer Sally Kane talking about the holiday season and how singing is good for the mind and spirit. Next, we'll hear from madrigal singer and Hotchkiss K8 music director Dylan Fixmer. Dylan talks about some of the pieces, getting ready for his solo, and about another singing opportunity for people of all ages in the North Fork Valley.
This is my third year singing with this group. So I've got a chance to meet many of these people through the community chorus, and then Gretchen invited myself and my fiance a couple of years ago to sing with them. So we've been singing with the Madrigals for three seasons now. I'm also the co-director this year of the North Fork Community Chorus, along with Stephanie Hellickson, and we'll be starting up our community chorus in mid-January. So if anybody out there in the North Fork Valley is interested in participating in a community chorus, you should get in contact with myself or Stephanie Hellickson, and we'll be meeting at the Blue Sage. So information can also be found at the Blue Sage through Deborah.
Great. What's the age range for the community choir?
Well, we've had everybody from 6 years of age until 82 years of age, so we've had a pretty wide gamut. It's normally adults in the group, but every now and then we'll get some kids to come and join us.
Great. And you have a solo. How did you mentally prepare for this?
I've fortunately had a lot of mental preparation before this. I have a bachelor's and a master's degree in music education, and there's been a lot of performing in there and along the way, so mentally preparing for it is every moment up until now, I guess.
What's the second set going to be like?
Second set will have a Spanish tune, so we've got guitar, and we'll also feature Ellen on the flute and Robin playing castanets, so we'll have a full little band.
Cool. Okay, well, let's check out the second set.
Sweet silver bells, all sweet to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bring a good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is a song. Ding dong, ding dong, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they found, raising the sound, or in the dim, telling the tale. Hearing every one, people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Ding dong, ding dong, merry Christmas.
Ding, dong, ding, dong.
What's your name?
My name's Ross Weiser.
And what did you think about what you just heard and saw?
Well, I think that I'm not really in the Christmas spirit until I come to this event. I hear the choir, and it just fills me with joy and all those people who work so hard to make it happen. And I'm very appreciative, and let's get on with Christmas now.
Got the spirit, man.
And what about you? Have you been to this before?
Yes, for 3 years, and it's very special afternoon. Yeah, it's wonderful. Way to kick off the whole season.
Yeah. It was a packed house in there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and happy holidays.
You. Happy holidays.
Yep, Merry Christmas.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special holiday edition of Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton. A few weeks ago, I attended the annual barrel tasting at Alfred Eames Winery in Paonia. This event had many festivities, including hosting the Paonia Madrigal Singing Group for a performance in their wine cellar. Now we'll hear from the Madrigal music director, Gretchen Nikoloff. I asked Gretchen if she has a favorite part of the whole Madrigal experience.
Oh, I love directing. I just love it. You know, I mean, think about it. You wave your arms and music happens. It's really sort of a miracle. It is fun. It is really fun. I first started directing because a friend of ours, Thisa Kalinikos, wanted a choir for the Angel Festival at the Lamborn Valley School. And I said, oh, well, I can do that. I'd never directed a choir before in my life, but I'd sung in a lot of choirs. And so that will be 40 years ago, maybe, that I started directing. I love music, period. And for me, I need to be stimulated by new attempts. Like this year, we were just remembering we had one that we thought maybe we'd do, and then finally got it through my head that that was overkill and four new ones was enough. We have a repertoire of about 20 pieces. So if you're new to the group, got a lot of work to do, right, Jan?
Yeah.
You noticed probably all the different styles that we were singing in today, you know, from the really ancient to stuff that was just written a couple of years ago. And I like that. I like that variety of musical styles. We do have an ancient madrigal sung by five of our members, which is something we've never done before. I'm really looking forward to hearing them. And we have a Spanish piece with guitar, flute, and castanets. So that's a lot of fun.
That was music director Gretchen Nikoloff. You're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Next, we'll hear a proper five-part madrigal. Here is Dylan Fixmer introducing the next piece.
As you can see, we have a five-piece choir, which is traditional of this type of music. In Latin, the five voices that we now truncated into four, the soprano, the alto, the tenor, the bass, and the cantus, which we kind of lost in 500 years of tradition. But anyway, this is Madrigal for Christmas by Thomas More.
Oh, holy pomp and majesty, monarch of the world and king. Here men together under the weather, hand in hand uniting, the love they shall concrete.
This is my first show, and I've come every year. It's like my favorite event, and it's like a dream come true for me to get to be able to be part of it.
This is my second year with this group. I have sung with other madrigal groups, and I love the season, so it's just an upbeat time. We're small enough we get to know each other. We hear each other. We work on blend as well as the festivity of the music. Old songs and new songs. Just great fun. Good leadership.
What was it like learning Hebrew?
It was fun. I don't know. It felt like it could have been my language at some time in my lives. It was actually quite easy for me for some reason. It was fun. Very joyful song.
We just heard from Madrigal singers Laura Lee and Bana Sue. One of my favorite parts of this experience was hearing and seeing this group of singers and performers come together to sing and blend their holiday spirit and their voices. I already can't wait for next year. You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and we'll go out on one more holiday classic performed by the Paonia Madrigal Singing Group. Here is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And happy holidays from all of us at your mountain-grown community radio, KVNF.
Have yourself a merry little